A four-goal first period, along with the shutout goaltending of Noah Mativier, sent the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League leading Greater Sudbury Cubs on their way to a 4-0 triumph over the Kirkland Lake Gold Miners Thursday, November 30 at Jerry McCrory Countryside Sports Complex. Boasting 19 victories when scoring first in a game so far this season, Greater Sudbury would make it 20 a couple of minutes into the contest when Ryan Rubik deflected in a shot from the right point off rookie defenseman Hudson Martin that eluded Kirkland Lake netminder Trent Borischuk. Going ahead by two, a between-the-legs pass by Samuel Asinawai moved the Cubs up ice. There, Oliver Smith finished off a give-and-go with Cameron Shanks by tipping it over the glove of the Gold Miners goalkeeper at 5:26. With the marker, Smith reaches the 20-goal mark this season, while also notching his 75th in league play. Tacking on two more before the intermission, Greater Sudbury took control of the game, up by four after one period. Mason Cittaroni heads down the ice in this shot from the Cubs' November 30 game against the Kirkland Lake Gold Miners. The Cubs struck down the gold in a 4-0 win. Callie Farah, Sudbury Light Event Photography. Their third in the session was supplied by Matteo Signoretti's initial NOJHL marker as he shoveled in a loose puck laying in front off a Ben LaCroix backhand attempt. Shanks then connected at 19:05 after being left with an open net to shoot at against a downed Borischuk. In the middle session, both clubs battled hard, but neither side converted offensively, keeping the hosts up by four. In a spirited final frame, which also went without any further goals, Mativier posted his second shutout of the season, and the 12th over his time in the league. Winners of five straight, the Cubs moved to 2-3-6-0-0 overall and in defeat, the Gold Miners dropped to 6-1-7-3-1. The Greater Sudbury Cubs are on the road next to face the Blind River Beavers at the Blind River Community Center December 2. Puck drops at 7 p.m.